It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Wilson going to the air. Chased out by Daquan Jones. Wilson looking end zone, wide open, touchdown! First NFL touchdown for Zach Wilson. And it goes to Corey Davis.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore, the 20, the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Jones has just caught flat-footed. What an excellent, excellent route.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to break down the film of the Jets' fourth-round pick, the first of two fourth-round picks, Max Mitchell, the offensive lineman out of Louisiana. And so to do that, we bring in our friend who breaks down all the film for us on the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel, the Thunder from Down Under, Mr. Luke Grant. Luke, what's up, brother?
I'm doing pretty well, Scott. Excited to talk about Max Mitchell, a guy that I knew next to nothing about coming into the draft because, let's be honest, a lot of us aren't watching Louisiana tape. The only exposure I had to him was watching him get absolutely blown by against Jermaine Johnson at the Senior Bowl on a spin move. So didn't know a lot about Max, but was pretty happy with what I saw when I went back and looked at the film.
Well, the good news is at least we don't have to watch Jermaine Johnson on a different team blowing by Max Mitchell. If he's going to do it now, it would be in practice. And as they say, iron sharpens iron. But there is a lot more to Max Mitchell than Jermaine Johnson blowing past him at Senior Bowl practice. And I want to talk first about his pass protection. The thing that is remarkable to me about Max Mitchell is he did play 14 games his freshman season and was a starter the rest of the way at Louisiana. So you know that he had to be coached up to do everything in that offense as far as pass protection and running game. Let's talk about the pass protection first. What'd you see when you looked at the tape?
Overall, I thought it was really impressive. And for a guy who's young at the position, and what I mean by that is Max Mitchell's a converted tight end, a little bit like George Fant. He's barely 300 pounds when he gets out of the shower and he's dripping wet. But for a guy who's raw and inexperienced and played both sides of the line, like you said, overall, I was very, very happy. The thing that jumped off the tape when I watched Max Mitchell was just how well he travels and explosive he is getting out of his stance. So what that means is how well is he able to match and mirror around the edge? If you've got a speed rusher or a guy who can beat you to the outside, how well do you cover that ground to then get your punch away? I thought he did a fantastic job of that. You could see the fluidity in space and of his movements, and then he was a really smooth athlete. That really stood out to me in pass protection and then obviously in the run game as well, as we'll get to. And then the second thing that I liked about Max Mitchell in pass pro was his hand placement. Just jumped off the tape. So often, he was not just using his hands correctly and was timed his punch well and wasn't shooting off balance and was very patient with his hands, but he just understood where to put them, how to win that leverage battle based on hand placement, how to control the chest. And as I said, going back from a guy who hasn't played the position for very long, that's a really promising sign. He was very cerebral for a guy that was new to the tackle spot. So Max Mitchell in pass pro was very, very good. The only negative I saw really, you know, for the position he was playing against limited talent was probably the balance. I thought against Texas sometimes, which he had a phenomenal game all in all, he got thrown off balance a couple of times. He'd get in that kind of arm-to-arm clamp struggle with a defensive end, and he'd just kind of get thrown out of the way and was able to get disengaged once or twice. And then I saw it in a couple of other games. It wasn't, you know, a huge issue. It wasn't a red flag. But for a fourth-round pick, all in all, Max Mitchell has really nice pass pro skills. And as I said at the top, it's the explosiveness out of his stance, the ability to travel, and then his hand placement. That's what I really liked.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Luke, I'm going to make sure that Max Mitchell gets audio of this so that he gets a restraining order against you because you talked about him getting out of the shower soaking wet. I don't know how close you've been getting to Max Mitchell, but I thought you were just supposed to look at all 22 film.
Well, you need to cover all your bases with this kind of stuff. They talk about background checks, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, just got to stay on top of it.
Fair point. Let's talk a little bit more about Max Mitchell and pass protection. Can you dive in a little bit more about what you'd like to see him fix and how difficult or how not difficult you think it would be?
I going back to the balance discussion, I don't think it's necessarily a particularly difficult thing to control. It goes back to base width a lot of the time, excuse me. So understanding that the wider you get your base at certain angles and points of the drop, you can get thrown off balance. It's about making sure your center of gravity is low, that your hands are tight, that your base is stable. They're little things that technically you can improve throughout your career. And I think he has a really nice starting base and a starting point technically for a guy who, as I said, has played kind of 3 years at the tackle spot. So I don't think it's necessarily particularly difficult to fix. The other thing that I think was a little bit underrated, I talked about his hands and how they're, you know, well-placed and positioned. He's got some low-key punch and power and violence in those hands. A lot of the knocks that I heard before I went and watched Max Mitchell was that he lacks a bit of play strength and he's only 300 pounds and he'll need to put on some size to come and play in the NFL. I don't think that's necessarily true. You put on the Texas film, there's a couple of times when he flipped over to right tackle that he's punching dudes in the mouth in pass pro, and he's got some violence and some aggression in those hands. So that's something that most people are saying is a weakness. But when I watched it, I thought he had enough power and play strength to hold up in the NFL. So that's kind of a perceived weakness in conjunction with the balance. They're probably the two biggest things that I was looking at. Being raw to position, they kind of are natural things to look at, being on the lighter side as well. So they're the two things that stood out. But all in all, I just thought he was solid. And when you're the New York Jets and you're really shallow at the tackle position, and they don't really have a backup swing tackle right now, Morgan Moses was fantastic in that spot. He's not there anymore. They've got Connor McDermott, who he's okay. He can almost get a job done. You've got Chuma Adoga, but that third tackle spot is wide open. And I thought it spoke a lot about what Joe Douglas was after. Someone who has a bit of polish, who isn't a big, you know, work in progress. And someone like these project tackles who are bigger and aren't a great scheme fit. That's not what he was after. He got Max Mitchell, who can come in, has played multiple positions, has shown that he can be a swing tackle at Louisiana, playing on both sides, and that's what the Jets got in the fourth round.
Luke, how about his run blocking? What'd you see there?
So here's the thing, Scott. You look at a guy like Max Mitchell and the profile he has as a former tight end, as a smaller tackle, and you think that, you know, he's not necessarily going to be the best run blocker, that he has a lack of experience and a lack of size, and that could cause some issues. In 2021, Max Mitchell was the highest graded run blocker for PFF amongst offensive tackles in CBF. That's an incredible statistic and something that I wasn't expecting. But when I saw that, you kind of understood why. Similarly to his pass protection, what stood off the tape was his movement skills and his fluidity in space. That kind of comes in two different ways. The first thing is watching Max Mitchell get out of the stance, again, something I talked about, and climb to the second level. His ability to help on a combo block and then get to a linebacker. You can see the movement skills just like that. A guy like Trevor Penning, I didn't love him because I thought he lacked some of that and some of the fluidity to move his hips in space and redirect and find his target at the second level. I thought Max Mitchell had that in spades, and that was really impressive to see. The other area where that kind of shone for me was watching him reach block and seal on the backside. So let's say the Jets are running to the left-hand side of their formation behind Mekhi Becton, and they need someone on the backside who has been George Fant to seal block. What that means is you want to get inside leverage. You want to turn your hips and create a backside cutback lane for the running back if it's there. He did that so well. There was a rep against Texas that was legitimately one of the most perfect backside three tech reaches that I've seen. It was fantastic. And you just went, yeah, there's the fluidity. There's the movement. I can see why this guy graded highly game after game for PFF and was really consistent. So they're the two aspects that the athleticism really stood out. He ran like a 5.2 40 time. Throw it out the window. His first three steps are off the charts for an offensive lineman. Has enough play strength, which is good. Again, he's not a mauler. He's not a dude who's going to cause displacement. The Jets have enough of those guys. Becton, Vera Tucker, Tomlinson, even McGovern to some extent. But if you need to call on Max Mitchell, he can be the guy on the backside who can open up lanes, and that's completely fine. You need complementary pieces on the offensive line, so I liked that. The one thing I'll say is, and it left me a little disappointed, there were a few times he had almost great plays. He was so close to having perfect plays, but I just went, you just needed to fix A or B. I'll give you a couple of examples. Going back to the Texas game, and I'm going to speak about that a lot because it's the best opposition that he faced. There was a play where he was on an outside zone. He was climbing on the front side of the play to the second level. He gets to the linebacker. And if he's able to get to the inside shoulder and to seal him, it's going to be probably a touchdown, if not a 40-yard gain. He kind of misses, gets the outside shoulder, And as a result, that linebacker works his way through traffic and makes the play. Because he got in great position and had the athleticism, Max Mitchell still got his running back an extra 6 or 7 yards, but that could have been a touchdown. And then later in the game, there was a play off a wham block where he's coming on the backside and he just wants to absolutely crack the defensive end. And he just misses him again. Once again, needs to get to the outside shoulder this time, make sure he gets his body to the outside and creates the lane to the edge, or allow his running back to get to the corner. He doesn't quite do it. Again, he gets 5 or 6 yards. It's a good play. You go, wow, look at the athleticism. I love the way he moved in space, but he just didn't quite hit his target. If he cleans those things up, I think the potential is through the roof for Max Mitchell as a run blocker.
Luke, Max Mitchell played at 290 pounds throughout his career at Louisiana. He's likely going to have to put on some weight at the next level. Are you concerned about that at all? Do you think that'll sap some of his movement skills?
No, I don't, to be honest, because explosive speed and the ability to run a great 10, 20-yard split wasn't what you saw at the combine from Max Mitchell. I think he'll play at 300 pounds, but the Jets have a type. I think that's what this draft selection has showed. I've mentioned it 4 times throughout the podcast already that he's a converted tight end. So is George Fant. They like these lighter guys on the backside at right tackle who have the ability to A, play both sides of the line, but B, mobile in space, can climb, can seal, and can do a lot of things with their movement skills. It's a great fit for this scheme. That's why I think I'm not overly concerned. I don't think he has to put on that much weight. I think it's just making sure he's got enough play strength. And if you feel confident in that, if it's playing at 295 or playing at 305, I think Max Mitchell will be okay. And look, when you're listening to this review, it's always going to be positive because this guy's got a lot of skills for a fourth round pick. It's all based on where he was selected versus skill set. I'm not saying Max Mitchell's going to come in and be a 10-year starter in the NFL and he's going to dominate at the right tackle. He's going to push George Fant in training camp. That's not what I'm saying. But I think he can be an effective swing tackle, and I think he can do so at 300 pounds.
Luke, let's talk a little bit about his versatility, because we talked about him as a swing tackle, but he's actually played both guard and tackle in college. And in fact, there was one game where he went from tackle to guard and back to tackle in the same game. How valuable do you think that is to this offensive line?
I think it's extremely valuable. And the Jets don't necessarily want to play or have on their roster 9 or 10 offensive linemen. It's just not really their philosophy. They like these guys who can play multiple positions. Take a look at Dan Feeney, a guy who can play center or he can play either guard spot for you. It allows you more flexibility with your roster space. You can pick an extra corner or wide receiver. And I think that Sulla and Joe Douglas tend to like that. With Max Mitchell, I mean, look, he's not going to play guard in the NFL. I wouldn't imagine. He probably is far too light. But the ability to do it in emergency, the ability to be smart enough and have the intelligence to play multiple positions, despite being young at the position, is a really great sign for Max Mitchell. There were 2 games in 2021 where he went from right tackle to left tackle in the middle of the game, Texas being one of those. Having the ability to flip and to still do a pretty good job is important, and you need that versatility in the NFL. So it just adds another feather in his cap. It's another thing you can say Max Mitchell has the ability to do it. You've seen it. Like Mekhi Becton, he had to flip from left to right tackle almost every play 1 year at Louisville. Max Mitchell has that ability, and he just gives you more versatility on the back end of your roster.
How do you think Max Mitchell fits into the scheme?
I think Max Mitchell is a great scheme fit, and I think he's a great fit on this Jets roster based on what they need. There's a few things I wrote down when I was watching his film and evaluating him post-draft. The athleticism just naturally fits in this wide zone movement scheme that Mike LaFleur likes to run. I just think it's a natural fit. He's going to be great on the backside. He's going to be a great fit at right tackle. And that complements what you have with Mekhi Becton and also Tomlinson on the left side of the line. So if he has to play, I think that makes it a natural fit. He played a lot of that outside zone at Louisiana, which is also just going to groom him for this system in New York. As I said, he can climb on the front side. He can seal block on the backside. Gives you that versatility. And then in pass protection, he's just solid and his movement skills are great. And if you want to run lots of bootlegs and something that Zach Wilson excelled at in college and was for some reason terrible in the first half of 2021, he gives you the capability to do that. And if you lose an offensive lineman, he can step up and still take on some of that role in that kind of system and scheme, which is what you want from a backup. You don't want to have to put him in and then change the way you go about business. You want it to be a natural fit. So from that perspective, I think it's great. And then I think, as I said, not only the versatility, but the ability to coming and play at a high level in pass protection or a high level for a backup is going to be extremely important. So I think for a fourth round pick, he's pretty ready to play. And that's important because I know the Jets brought in Riley Reiff for a, you know, a bit of a meeting about a week ago now, but they don't have depth at defensive tackle. And I think that Max Mitchell is going to have an opportunity to fight for that third offensive tackle spot.
And you think that what Max Mitchell does best, his movement and his athleticism, that gels well with Zach Wilson's strengths, right?
What Zach Wilson's strengths should be anyway. Probably didn't see that much in 2021. It was a bit of an aberration that whole season. It was difficult to comprehend, to be honest. But what Zach Wilson should be the best at and what Max Mitchell's strengths are, they both mesh together. They fit what Mike LaFleur wants to do and what he likes to do in a scheme in San Francisco and now here in New York. So I think when you combine those three, it's a really nice fit. And when you're talking fourth round picks, fit's really important.
Luke, you talked before about how Max Mitchell could be potentially a really solid third or fourth tackle option for the Jets in 2022. But do you see him as potentially more than that down the line? Daniel Jeremiah has talked a lot about how sometimes teams have a tendency to feel like they need to pick all their offensive linemen early in the draft, but a lot of times really good offensive linemen can be found in the mid and late rounds. Mitchell in the fourth round, if he could be developed, maybe he could be that type of player. Do you think that Max Mitchell could develop and maybe eventually take the spot occupied by George Fant at a fraction of the price?
I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility at all. Am I confident it will happen? No, I'm not, because, you know, he's a fourth round pick out of a smallish school who I didn't play great competition. But I saw enough on film where I thought, technically, you've got what it takes to play in the NFL. And he wasn't just a kid out there doing it with strength like Tate McKay Becton at Louisville. Obviously, he's a first round pick, but he was doing it because of God-given gifts. Looking at Max Mitchell, you're getting a guy who, yeah, he's got some talent, some athleticism for sure, but he's doing it with great technique, understanding the position and hard work. And you can see that on the film, it reflects. So I think there's a chance. And you look at a team like the Green Bay Packers, the New Orleans Saints, they have an ability to turn third and fourth round picks into starting level offensive linemen and high-end offensive linemen all the time. And I think John Benton is proven to be a very good offensive line coach. You saw Tomlinson say he was one of the reasons he came to New York was because of John Benton, that relationship and his ability to command and control the offensive line room. He's got an opportunity to be something down the line. Now, what's going to happen with George Fant is if he stays at right tackle, is he going to look for free agency the year after and try and get back to the left side of the line? Quite possibly. Will he chase more money? Yes. So Max Mitchell's got a chance here. It's just going to be dictated about how he plays, how he develops, and how the Jets coaching staff actually turns these young potential players into starters. Do they have that ability? We're going to see.
Luke, anything else worth talking about that we didn't touch on yet about Max Mitchell?
I think that's just about everything. If you want to recap who Max Mitchell is as a fourth round pick in this Jets system, he's a converted tight end. He's got a swing tackle potential in 2022 with the upside of being a starter down the line. He's athletic. He's great in the run game. He isn't a mauler, but he's got enough play strength and he's got great footwork in pass pro. That's who Max Mitchell is. That's who the Jets will need him to be if they want him or need him to see the field in 2022. But overall, for a guy I knew nothing about, I walked away thinking that's a good pick. And it's easy to think that, you know, you always are hopeful after the draft and you think glass half full. But I genuinely believe that Max Mitchell, you know, in the hundreds was a really nice selection from Joe Douglas.
Luke Grant, the Thunder from Down Under, thanks so much for coming on and breaking down Max Mitchell's All-22 film with me. Really appreciate it. For those that haven't checked out your All-22 review of Max Mitchell or the other reviews that you've done of the Jets rookie class, they're all available right now on our YouTube channel. Plus, of course, we've got a lot of cool stuff at our store at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. So talk a little bit about our YouTube channel and what people will find when they visit our store at teepublic.
Yeah, the TeePublic stuff is awesome. You've got tons of designs. My partner Alex has helped with them. You've got the Zach Wilson says go long range where he's pointing down the field against Tennessee. You've got the Play Like a Jet logo in the background. Just an awesome twist on a really big moment for him in his career and just looks awesome with the design. You've got the Zach the Ripper stuff, the Quinnen Williams and John Franklin Myers merch with the Bless You, Thank You range. Play Like a Jet logo merch. And I feel like I say this every time, but it's super important. It's not just T-shirts. You can do anything with the logos, with the designs that you want. You can put them on sweats, stickers, laptop cases, on your phone, anything you like. They're versatile. Make sure you check out TeePublic. And then on the YouTube, thank goodness, because it's been a dry couple of weeks, but we're getting so close to pumping so much content again. You've got all the rookie reviews. You have all the free agent acquisitions. There's videos and film reviews on DJ Reed, Tomlinson, both the tight ends. You can see all of that stuff. What's coming up next? You've got a video on Michael Carter, why Breece Hall's addition is going to be really important for him and seeing the field more on third down. There's going to be look aheads to certain matchups that will dictate the 2022 season. More stuff on Zach Wilson. And as we get closer to the year, you know there's going to be breakdowns every single week. There's plenty to check out over on the YouTube.
Make sure to check out our YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't already. And visit our store at teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time. Doesn't cost you any money. But it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and playlikeajet.com.